You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I am honored to be joined with two wonderful ladies, godly ladies. We have award-winning TV news anchor Robin Marsh and Lauren Nelson, who was Miss America 2007. Ladies, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. And Lauren is on TV every day, too.
Oh.
You know.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to talk about a new book that you all have authored and published, and it is excellent. I've been reading it, and it's called God, Girls, and Getting Connected, Spiritual Apps for a Teen's Life. And being father to daughters who are not quite in the teen years yet, but I need to do all the studying I can, it was with great interest. I looked to this book, been blessed already. Could you talk about what prompted you all to team up and write this?
Well, our story kind of started back when I was given an assignment at News 9 to go and interview famous Oklahomans and their mothers for Mother's Day. So actually, it was in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, Lauren, I can't even believe that. 2007, at this very time of year that I met Lauren Nelson, I traveled to Lawton to interview Lauren and her mom and was just blown away by, first of all, walked out, here's this knock-your-socks-off gal, just gorgeous on the outside. And as I started interviewing Lauren, realized how pretty she was on the inside, too. And actually, when Lauren gave up her crown for Miss America, we were on a flight on the way home back to Oklahoma together just by chance. And Lauren didn't even look like the same girl to me, and I was just kind of blown away by what had happened. And you'd been through a tough time in your life.
Definitely. I mean, my life had changed once before when they called my name as Miss America, but then again when I gave up the title. I like to tell the story, as soon as I won, the SWAT team came out and I all of a sudden needed security, and then as soon as I put the crown on the other girl's head, it was like, you're old news. You don't need, you don't need that stuff anymore. But life had changed. I'd broken up with my boyfriend. I had given up Miss America, and I was moving back to Oklahoma after traveling the country for a year, and was really just lost. I mean, I didn't feel like I had any purpose. I thought, okay, what am I going to do now? And, you know, Robin and I mean, there are no accidents in God's economy and no coincidences. And Robin ended up on the same flight back from Vegas to Oklahoma City with me and my brother and his friend. And I remember running into Robin in the airport. And, I wasn't the same girl that I had been even just, you know, 6 months before that. So,
and when, you know, what is interesting to me is how the Lord works and you don't even realize it at that time. I just couldn't get Lauren out of my head and my heart. And, you know, I just met her one time, interviewed her, did a story with her, and she was moving back to the Tulsa area. But I just felt in my spirit there was just that discernment to call Lauren and just check on her. I just felt like I knew she was kind of down after that pageant had been over of her giving up her title and the breakup with her boyfriend. And so I thought, well, okay, I'll call her. So I called her, and then I rag on her so bad because she didn't call me back. I mean, I was like, are you kidding? And, you know, really our flesh wants to say, well, I tried to call and see you later, but, you know, you don't. But I could not get her out of my head and heart, and so I called her again and asked her how Tulsa was. And, you know, she said, well, I didn't move to Tulsa. She said, I moved to Edmond, Oklahoma, and I live at 2nd and Bryant. And I said, Lauren, I live 3 miles from you.
Wow.
And so we I just said, let's get together and have coffee, and I just wanted to check on her. And
started with a Starbucks cup of coffee, and it turned into Bible study together, exercising together, going to church together. And you know, I just saw Robin living out a relationship with Christ, and knew, and I had grown up in church, but didn't have that personal, intimate relationship with Christ. And I saw that lived out in Robin, and I thought, okay, she's got something that I don't have and something that I need. And it was really through her friendship and her introducing me to God's word and how to study it and inviting me to be at church with her and her family and even introducing me to my husband that I
That's
even
bonus
came
points.
That I even came to a saving relationship with Christ. And I think from that friendship, just because of that one assignment, God has just spurred us on. And you know, we know that God didn't give us this, you know, job for almost 30 years in television, or this time as Miss America 2007, just for these years or just for those small things, but to do something great for his kingdom. And that's what we hope we can do through this book.
That's wonderful. I guess I wasn't totally familiar with all the backstory and how God used your friendship blossoming to be a blessing for both of you.
And we just see what young girls are going through. I have a son, but we're around girls all the time. Our friends have young daughters, and there's just an attack on our kids. There is just a war being waged on what our young girls are viewing about themselves, about what they look like, where their worth comes from. Mm. And Lauren and I just have realized that, you know, God opened a big door for us to walk through to encourage them. And, you know, really part of our mission is just to help these, you know, young girls and women become confident in who they are in Christ. You know, a lot of these are good Christian girls, but they get sidetracked into what the world tells them, and they're just not just, you know, knee deep. They're drowning in it. And even knowing the Lord, they feel trapped, like there's no way out. And Lauren and I have just seen this, and it's just been our heart that, you know, getting this book, God's Word, in their hand, and how they can just kind of endure some of these situations, that they can realize that there is an out. You don't have to be drowning every day in drama and worry and fear.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. And I mean, like Robin said, I think a lot of it, you know, where the enemy gets us is our identity, and that it's wrapped up in, you know, how we look or what we have or what we do. And I think, you know, you can also be wrapped. The enemy wants to dig this ditch for us to live in of our past mistakes and keep us there. And I think, you know, we want these girls to know that they have another choice when it comes to where they find their identity, that they can find it in Christ and not in what the world says. And so we hope... And what I know is that if I had had a book like this in high school, middle school, maybe I wouldn't have made some of the mistakes that I made in those really hard times. Even in college, I mean, these are topics that we talk about that women of all ages deal with. I mean, and I've told a lot of girls, mean teenage girls turn into mean women sometimes. So there's girl drama even as adults, you know. So we talk about gossip, we talk about girl drama, we talk about how to have a good relationship with your parents and authority figures, and how to navigate, you know, guy-girl relationships and physical boundaries and purity. And I mean, any topic that you can think of, but all of it is based on God's Word, because the foundation should be a relationship with Christ and knowing His Word. You know, we're called to be imitators of God. If we're not in His Word, we don't know who He is and we can't imitate Him. So we just want to get God's Word into their hands to give them some encouragement.
The format was very appealing, and as you said, it covered the waterfront of topics that it seems like girls, young ladies are facing today. You know, in some ways, we're living in a barbarian's paradise that is sending women all the wrong messages. Mm-hmm. And this book works exactly in the opposite direction. It points them to the true things, the permanent things. And you had it really well laid out. In fact, there was an acronym you used. Could you talk about the thinking there and all that went into that?
Well, as we started kind of just laying out the devotions, we realized there really were four areas that the book really was breaking down to, even before we had an acronym. And it was about a personal relationship with God, our identity, relationships in life. And we ended up realizing, you know, how that fit in with girl, God, identity, relationships, and life. And I was just so grateful that God was first, because that really was our heart. We have a plan of salvation in there, how to come to know the Lord. Is in that first part under God. And the premises of the book is very simple. It's about a text message. It's like a girl with a text message format. And, you know, one chapter, one text devotion is about, you know, why is it important to study the Bible? And the text message back from God is that, you know, these are not idle words. They are your life. And there's just a little little devotion and then a daily app. And so it really, the format just really kind of worked itself out. Really, it was just very easy. I know that doesn't really explain it, but it just really, we knew that this was easy and short, but had some meat to it. And it wouldn't seem too heavy for the girls of, you know, I could do this in the daytime, have a quiet time with it, and start my day off on the right note, or end my day, or put it in my purse if I need some encouragement. Oh, I could, you know, go back and look at, you know, the drama with other girls. So really, that's kind of how it started out. But we felt it was really important about just knowing who God was. You can't navigate, as Lauren was talking about, these waters of life if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so that's why it was real important. And then their identity, it seems like that's where we get kind of, you know, socked in either it's self-loathing or self-arrogance, but it's still self,
yes.
Unfortunately. And then relationships. You know, we all deal with relationships, and there can be a lot of drama in those relationships. And then life, just life choices. What's the difference between a biblical absolute and a personal conviction? And how do you set boundaries in dating? And how do you really know what you believe and what you stand for? And so that's really kind of how it all broke down.
You know, one of the chapters, or one of the devotionals, rather, is what I wish to say, I'm bored, you know, it brings up the just these topics that are just right at the tip of what mm-hmm. young people are facing. And it seemed as though, as you said, it was put on a level that any young lady could easily digest. It wasn't some sort of encyclopedic work, a tough thicket. It was a put on a level that is easy to understand, but also apply.
Well, mm-hmm. we tried when we wrote these devotions, and it, what was so neat about this project, too, is that we had a group of friends help with this. I mean, we had an OSU cheerleader, and we had a high school cheerleader, and we had moms of daughters and moms of sons, and me that has no kids, you know. I mean, we had just a group of ladies that thought, okay, I want to write something. I want to write some devotions. And we really tried when we wrote these devotions to think back, okay, what were we thinking when we were this age? You know, when we were in middle school and high school, what were the words we would have used? What were the things that we were going through that were tough? And that's how we wrote it, because I mean, we wanted to get on their level, get in their world, and really talk to them on their level. And so we did. We wrote the devotions short and simple and sweet, but they get straight to the point.
That's right. And have you received a good response so far?
We really have. We've been, I think it's been overwhelming, if you want to know the truth. Lauren and I can remember just of when we even started this and thinking, you know, it just started from just our heart. We didn't even really know where it was going to lead, to be truthful with you. And then just with a team of friends that said, I want to make a difference, but it's hard to do something on your own. You know, sometimes we feel like, oh, I can't make a difference, but as a group, we could. And then just door after door seemed to open for us. I mean, to get a publisher today and never have been an author before is very rare. And
right.
So we've just been to hear moms say, I'm doing this with my daughter, or to hear young girls. I had a young girl I saw the other day, and she said, I'm reading your book. And she said, mm-hmm. I'm going home to read your book tonight. And I thought, yeah. Oh, my goodness. And so it's blessed us hearing that, and we're just hoping that it is a blessing to those who read it.
You know, and what's so neat about it is that it's not just teenage girls either. I have a friend that's my age, like in her mid-20s, and she just tweeted, you know, I just got finished reading your devotional, and it so helped me. I mean, because these really are topics that every girl goes through, no matter what age you are.
That's right. And the book is called God, Girls, and Getting Connected. Where could people get a copy? I highly recommend everyone listening to this get a copy, get several, and give them as gifts. You know, Mother's Day is upon mm-hmm. us. And mm-hmm. Where's the best way?
Well, there are several ways. You can go to Amazon.com and type in God, Girls, and Getting Connected and order it. Mardell Stores, they have our books. Also, we have a place at the marketplace up at Quail Springs. If you're in the Oklahoma City area, we have a wall there. When you walk in, it's just right down the first aisle on the right. And so that those are just a couple of areas, you know, but there's a lot of people living in smaller communities that there's not a Mardell store or something like that. And really online would be the mm-hmm. best place.
A lot of Christian bookstores online too.
Christian retail.
Yeah, Christian retail has our book available as well.
So. Wonderful. So what's next? What's the next project? I know you're still promoting this one, but
yeah.
I understand there might be.
Well, and it's just amazing how when we found out that we got this contract with Harvest House Publishers, that they actually wanted two books. And somewhere deep in the back of our hearts have been about the dating relationship, too. Not just about all these issues, but we see how, you know, young girls see on TV what how the world says dating looks mm-hmm. like, and how what the world says the message is of guy-girl relationships. And, you know, that message is so temporal, and it changes tomorrow. It probably has already changed by the time we've started this conversation of what's in is out and out is in. And, you know, God's Word really has some good guidelines mm-hmm. about the dating relationship. So we actually have another book coming out August 1st, God, Girls, and Guys. And it's a dating advice and answers to your questions. And we're real excited about it.
Yeah, and I mean, even though dating wasn't necessarily a concept in the Bible, we can take a lot of cues from relationships between guys and girls in the Bible, and even the way that Jesus interacted with women. And so what's cool about this, and what I love about this next book, is that every chapter has a Bible story about a guy-girl relationship, whether it's good or bad, whether it's Samson and Delilah, or, you know, whatever story it is, there's a guy-girl story going on in every chapter, you know, whatever the chapter is based on. And so we're excited about it.
I think, too, just it seems like girls today are really looking for their needs to be met by a guy. And the great thing about this next book that I love most of all, too, is that it starts about having a relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
And it ends with the one man who will never let you down. And that's about having that relationship with Jesus Christ. So I just love how it's
bookended almost.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, he alone is faithful. Yes.
Amen.
And I can't wait to get my hands on that book and read that and maybe even have you back on the broadcast if
time
allows.
That'd be great. We would be grateful.
Well, it's been such a pleasure to visit with you ladies and tell our listeners more about God, girls, and getting connected. A new book by Robin Marsh and Lauren Nelson. Ladies, thanks again for coming on Messenger Insight.
Thanks for having us.
Have a great day.
Blessings.
And we'll pray for you with all those girls that you have.
Amen. Thank you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.